It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. I am joined on the phone right now by Courtney Hunt. Courtney, thank you so much for your time today. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, Courtney. So it's exciting time for you. I want to talk to you about your brand new song, Bottle This Up. I've been listening to this one. It's a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about that one and kind of how that one came to be written?
Yeah, so it's about being caught up in a moment that just feels so good. You wish you could bottle it up and save it for later. Mm-hmm. I came up with the idea last summer. I was camping, and I was up at a viewpoint in town. It's actually a hang glider's launch. So it's way up in the mountains, and you've got the most incredible view of, like, all these different sections of Fraser River and the whole Fraser Valley. You can see everything. It's really cool. And I was just – so I got the idea for, like, looking at the sunset in your eyes. And that idea kind of sat with me for months. It's so funny. I actually work with horses during my day job.
Wow.
And I was cleaning stalls, and I had this idea stuck in my head just on repeat. And I wrote the whole chorus while I was doing barn work. And the bass player in my band was actually staying with me at the time. He was in town.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent him a voice memo like, I love this idea. You got to listen to this. Tell me what you think. And by the time I went back in the house, he had the second verse written.
Wow. So it seems like when this kind of got going, it came together pretty quickly. And the title Bottle This Up, did that kind of come to you before you guys were writing the lyrics, or did that kind of title come as you were writing the song?
I think it was part of the whole idea that I had. I'm pretty sure I thought of that while I was up on the mountain.
Yeah.
Because it was just such a good moment. And then I threw that idea to Charlie, who is the bass player in the band that I'm in. I'm in a cover band. And he kind of stewed on the idea with me for a whole day. The whole thing came together. I was thinking about the idea and the concept for months, but I never had the time to just sit down and finish it. And by the time I sent Charlie a voice memo of the chorus I had, it was done in a day, which never happens for me. It was really fun.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I love hearing kind of the process and how songs come to be. And have you had an opportunity to play the song live to a live audience at all? And if so, how was that process for you?
It was so special. So I, over here in the Fraser Valley, I do a lot of solo acoustic shows at breweries and things like that. It's just me and a guitar for a couple hours. And I had a gig booked at a really, really lovely brewery called Farm Country Brewing. They're really, really good to their artists that they bring in, and I've already got a bit of a relationship with them. So I happened to have a date already set with them on the day that the song came out. So I emailed them, like, how do you feel about me throwing a party? And so we turned it into a bit of a single release party. I made a Facebook group, and actually it sold out, which has never happened for me at that venue. They had people standing. It was unreal. And everybody had already heard the song that day.
Yeah.
So I waited till my last set, and I brought in a guitar player to play it with me. And it was super magical. There was even a couple of my close friends singing along. It was awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Love hearing about that. Again, joined right now by Courtney Hunt. And Courtney, what's kind of this year looking like for you? You hoping to be busy playing live shows here in 2023, continuing to songwrite. What's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm a full-time member of a cover band called Appaloosa that's pretty busy in the summer. I do a lot of touring with them, playing like all the major festivals and fairs.
Mm-hmm.
But last summer I started touring with my good friends. They're called the Hillside Outlaws. And
yeah,
I was opening for them.
I've talked to them. I've talked to them before. Oh,
aren't
cool.
they great? Louie's one of my very best friends. So I spent last summer opening for them on their tour bus. It was awesome. So hopefully we'll be doing that a lot more this summer. I want to get some more festival dates booked as myself outside of the cover band. I'm planning on booking a lot more shows as Courtney Hunt.
Yeah.
And touring a little bit with this song.
Oh, that's cool. And so you mentioned being a part of the cover band. What kind of music do you all play?
It's primarily country music, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So is
a little
it,
bit
is
of classic rock.
Yeah. Is it just covering all kind of, it's not like a specific artist cover band, it's all kinds of cover songs you play?
Yeah, pretty much. All the major country hits.
Very cool. That is awesome. A lot of stuff on the way for you, and we're super excited, and again, loving the sound of your new song. Courtney, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Before I let you go, I do want to ask you, if you want to follow along kind of with your musical journey and what you're up to, are you on the social medias like Instagram, TikTok, that kind of thing? Can people follow along?
Yeah, of course. You can find me on Instagram. It's at Courtney Hunt _. Same thing on Facebook, Courtney Hunt Music. And I'm also pushing the TikTok thing. I do. So if you follow me on TikTok at Courtney Hunt _, you can tune into my live streams of all of my shows.
Perfect. All kinds of awesome stuff. Courtney, again, I appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Matt.